Approximately 200,000 pregnant women and girls were among the millions of people displaced by Typhoon Haiyan, the storm that flattened parts of the Philippines just over 2 months ago. As recovery efforts continue, the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, is providing doctors and health centers with supplies and equipment to assist these women. UNFPA's William Ryan reports.
Every mother wants to give birth safely. Where can she go for care when her health center is gone? In Giwan, eastern Samar, the typhoon knocked down the city's maternity hospital. Hospital chief Dr. Lilia Daganod started delivering babies and caring for patients at her home.
In there?
Yes, because there was no room in there. Normally, okay. I delivered that pregnant woman here.
In the town of Hernani, a huge storm surge wrecked the maternity center, a state-of-the-art facility that had opened in July. Local women were left without a proper place to deliver. In the days after the storm, Dr. Ezra Valido safely delivered two babies in the health center's lobby, in non-sterile conditions, with few supplies and using flashlights.
I actually used the examining table from my office to function like a delivery table right now. And I think I had another one at home. But that the baby died at home because it was a breech delivery. We were called too late. The baby was already dead when I came there.
UNFPA is sending fresh supplies and equipment to help restore delivery services. But given the scale of the destruction and logistical challenges, restoration will take time. In the meantime, thousands of pregnant women who survived the typhoon may have to deliver at home without skilled help, at great risk to themselves and their babies. Dr. Valido worries that displaced women staying in destroyed coastal villages cannot get to the health facility, and he can't get to them, especially during the night.
We have 10% cesarean rate, so we have a lot of high-risk patients. So that would mean that if they would deliver at home without being attended by at least a health professional, they would be in high risk for mortality.
Responding to the urgent needs, UNFPA is marshaling resources to help restore reproductive health services across the provinces affected by Haiyan. It has set up 3 offices to distribute clinical supplies and equipment to government and NGO partners providing services for women. UNFPA is also giving out kits for clean home deliveries and buckets packed with household hygiene items for displaced women and their families. Mobile medical teams assembled by UNFPA are providing these women with prenatal exams and other services. The first teams visited crowded evacuation centers in Tacloban in Leyte province. Lovely Paredes, age 21, was 8 months into her third pregnancy when a tidal surge took her home and possessions. Concerned about her unborn child, she was relieved after getting a checkup. The doctor told Lovely that Tacloban has a functioning hospital where she can go to deliver. But she worries she won't be able to go because she can't leave her older daughter who has special needs. Many other pregnant survivors of Haiyan are in an even more precarious position, still without access to assisted delivery or emergency surgery. With national and international partners, UNFPA is ramping up its support for women and girls affected by Typhoon Haiyan, working to make safe childbirth an option for them once again.